Welcome to CPA Spotlight, a look at the issues that impact CPAs, their clients, and their businesses from the Maryland Association of CPAs. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I'm Bill Sheridan. Well, we had quite a week in mid-June at the 2009 Maryland Business and Accounting Expo. Hundreds of business leaders, scores of sponsors, exhibitors, and other vendors, more than 60 workshops. It was just a fantastic event that provided some sorely needed knowledge and leadership in a tough economy. One of the highlights, for me anyway, was the swearing-in ceremony for Maryland's new CPAs. The ceremony not only gives the new CPAs a chance to celebrate a little bit, but it's also an important and powerful reminder of a CPA's responsibility to protect the public interest. Joining us for this year's swearing-in ceremony was Mark Olson. He's chair of the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board, or PCAOB, at least until June 31st. That's when his resignation goes into effect. So before he calls it quits, we were happy to have him on hand to hear his thoughts about ethics, the evolution of the CPA profession, and today's global economic environment. And it was quite an event. It's not every day that you get to sit down and listen to a federal regulator speak his mind about the issues that impact your profession, but Olson did just that. Let's listen into what he had to say.
It's my pleasure to be here today, and I congratulate all of you on your perseverance and success in joining the CPA profession. I'd like to thank your board member and my friend Kathleen Murphy for giving me the opportunity to provide your keynote address today. You're joining the CPA profession at a very challenging time in its history. On one hand, the scandals of the early part of this decade brought an unwarranted focus on some of the problems facing the profession. On the other hand, there is renewed attention on the importance and value of a CPA in protecting the public interest and the integrity of financial reporting. Please know that I intend my remarks to be brief. But I want to call your attention to three important factors impacting the current and future role of the CPA. They are the application of ethical values, number two, the evolution of the CPA's role in protecting the public interest, public after all is your middle name, right? And thoughts on today's global economic environment. Before I continue, let me note that the views I express today are my own and not necessarily those of the PCAOB or my fellow board members. Let's start with ethics and the CPA. If the mission of the CPA profession is rooted in protecting the public interest, then the foundation of that mission must be the application of ethical values. The concept of accounting ethics was mentioned as early as 1494. In the first known Italian textbook to describe double-entry accounting. To obtain your CPA license today, you are required to complete a course in professional ethics. Ethics is increasingly a component of school curriculums. The discipline of having an ethics officer is a mandatory requirement for federal government agencies and a common element in many business organizations. At the PCAOB, we have an ethics officer who's a senior person in our organization. Our ethics officer often says, "You've heard it said that good ethics is good business." At the PCAOB, we say ethics is our business. Ethical values are applied by accountants every day when they make decisions that require the use of judgment. Despite the fact that accounting guidance is often very precise, virtually every item in a financial statement is to some degree an estimate and therefore requires some element of judgment. Also, more complex transactions tend to require greater amounts of judgment. Financial executives, under pressure to maintain shareholder value, face the daily challenge of accurately booking entries that report underlying financials in a reliable manner. In many of these decisions, there often can be more than one appropriate decision, and therefore no bright line between right and wrong choice. The ethical challenges in these situations are obvious, and what initially might be misguided decisions can, through repetition, cascade into major misstatements or even fraud. We have seen instances of careers being ruined and, in a few cases, incarceration as a result of unethical behavior and decisions. Otherwise, honorable people have paid dearly for allowing themselves to begin down a path of unethical behavior. When a person begins down such a path and then recognizes that he or she is headed for an ethical conflict, the best course of action is to reverse course and make whatever correction is necessary. One should also remember the warning that the appearance of a conflict of interest can have the same consequence as an actual conflict. Let me move on now to protecting the public interest. With the foundation of ethical values, protecting the public interest has been the central commitment of the CPA profession for over 100 years, since the first CPA exam was administered in 1896. The concepts of integrity and objectivity are inherent in the traditional definition of protecting the public interest. The CPA leverages these concepts to strengthen financial and business reporting and increase reliable sources of knowledge and information in the broader marketplace. The role of the CPA and the independent auditor has long been an important component of assuring the integrity of our capital markets and protecting investors. That history is rooted in the determination that a trustworthy, reliable audit could enable strangers to conduct business even if they were oceans away from each other. In recent years, audits have been recognized as an increasingly vital link in the financial reporting chain. The discoveries of financial reporting and auditing improprieties at Enron, WorldCom, and a few other U.S. public companies swelled in 2002 into a national crisis of confidence in the integrity and reliability of financial statements and external audits. While there were other contributing factors, those corporate scandals revealed significant accounting failures by public companies and greatly tarnished the CPA profession, which investors, understandably, had thought was acting as their watchdog in attesting to the accuracy of financial reports. The Sarbanes-Oxley Act, through the establishment of the PCAOB, replaced the audit profession's self-regulatory model with an independent oversight system. This change was grounded in the concern that the audit profession's self-regulatory model had not kept up with the growing democratization of the U.S. financial system, which naturally increased reliance on audits as a critical component of the system's integrity. In short, the self-regulatory model had failed to provide needed confidence in the independence and integrity of the profession. Upon passage of Sarbanes-Oxley, the PCAOB was authorized as an oversight body whose mission is to protect the interest of investors and further the public interest in the preparation of informative, fair, and independent audit reports. Such a structure of oversight, including registration, inspection, enforcement, and standard-setting activity, fundamentally changed the supervision of the auditing profession. The PCAOB, through its programs, provides an added source of confidence in the public accounting profession. Many of you likely will work at firms that audit public issuers. In doing so, you're subject to PCAOB oversight. At least one person has already come up to me today and made that point, and I'm not surprised that they made the point. Let me conclude by some observations about today's global economic environment. As investments in the U.S. markets have increased, obtaining public confidence in the financial information of traded companies has grown ever more important. It is, as has happened in so many other countries over the years, the role of auditing in the United States has grown commensurate with its financial markets and financial regulation. Accounting has long been the language of business. Trends toward globalization and convergence have turned the CPA credential into a global asset. In today's world, the complexity of accounting in a global economy highlights the importance of applying professional skepticism by the CPA. However, the same factors that create complex ethical challenges are also creating an environment where new opportunities abound. An increasingly global economy, rapid changes in technology, and the depth of our capital markets are driving new opportunities for CPAs and changing existing jobs at a remarkable rate. Over the past year, we have witnessed a significant decline in market value and a contraction of global liquidity, The crisis has spread from subprime mortgages to securitized products before broadening across a number of different financial products and sectors. The public looks to the technical skills of the CPA to untangle the complexities inherent in the financial crisis. Companies and investors look to CPAs to provide critical insight and strategic thinking when faced with the challenges of operating in today's environment. The current global economic crisis demonstrates the vital role that CPAs play in the effective operation of financial markets and the financial regulatory regime. Today, more than ever, investors, creditors, government agencies, Congress, and others look to CPAs and auditors to independently check and confirm the reported financial information that investors worldwide rely on to make the decisions that can fuel our securities markets. The global economic crisis demonstrates the vital role that the PCAOB plays in effective operation of financial markets and the financial regulatory regime. To this end, the PCAOB has monitored development and adjusted its programs accordingly while communicating with fellow regulators and standard setters, audit firms, public companies, and investors. At year-end 2008, for example, in response to a number of serious and mounting risks surfacing in the audit environment, the PCAOB staff issued an audit practice alert to focus auditors' attention on areas of heightened audit risk, where they should pay particular attention and take appropriate measures to address. These areas included, not surprisingly, fair value measurement, impairment-related challenges, and going concern determinations, among others. These are familiar terms, I'm sure, to every one of you. As rapidly as conditions have changed in recent years, I have no reason to doubt that the pace of change will continue to accelerate in the years and decades ahead. In conclusion, in obtaining your CPA license, you've demonstrated your knowledge and competence in passing the exam and meeting the high educational and experience requirements. Taking this oath today is a reminder of the trust that the public places in CPAs and your commitment to uphold that trust. In joining the profession, you have an obligation to uphold the highest ethical and professional standards and are responsible for ensuring the trust in the CPA profession continues. I congratulate you on your achievement and wish you the best success in meeting the needs of the public interest in today's global environment. Thank you, and again, my congratulations.
That was Mark Olson, outgoing chair of the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board, speaking at the annual swearing-in of new Maryland CPAs following day one of the 2009 Maryland Business and Accounting Expo. For recaps of this year's expo, visit www.mdbizexpoblog.com. Thanks for listening. For details about these and other issues that impact CPAs, contact the Maryland Association of CPAs at 1-800-782-2036 or visit us on the web at www.macpa.org.